Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of June 2017, and this is the 604th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's the solstice, and so for us, it's nearly the shortest day. It's not quite, because I think it's the earliest evening. The earliest sunset rather than the shortest day. I think the mornings are continuing to get darker for a couple more days. And it's lovely. I love this time of year, this kind of the time when you can really come into yourself in the evenings, because they're long and gentle. So I shall just really enjoy it while I can, and many of you will be celebrating summer solstice at the moment, although I do know that in the UK and a lot of Europe it has been extremely hot, well, extremely hot for Europe anyway, and I mean, in my mind it's hot. As soon as you, if you get into the 30s, that is too hot, as far as I'm concerned. So I do hope some of you are enjoying it and others of you are able to endure it. I know that one of you has almost created a stationary cupboard in the fridge to stop tape from melting, and I was quite entertained by that idea of one's stationery needing to be kept cool. And slippers being kept cool too. I think it's a great idea. I think maybe I need a second fridge for the summer. Here it's been very dry, but last night it began to rain. I had my little writer's cave here. It was just one other person who came. And we were writing, and there was this really lovely, soothing rain in the background. It didn't rain very much. I think it was about 2.5 mils, but we've had so little rain that it was very, very welcome. And I think I got so lulled by the rain after the other person had left, that I had forgotten that I had started a bath, and I continued to do some writing here, and then I went out into the corridor and found little rivulets coming down the corridor. So the rest of my evening, which I'd intended to have a lovely hot bath and then early bed, not quite early, but nearly early bed, was kiboshed, and I spent it drying up, trying to dry up, soak up with all my towels, all the water that was everywhere. And of course, at this time of year, it's quite difficult to get really soaking towels dry. So that was a bit of a pity, really, but tonight I'm determined to have a bath and to remember it, and I'm going to put the pinger on. I just don't trust myself. I could hear this water running in the background, and although the rain had probably stopped at some point during the bath running, I didn't recognise the difference between the two sounds. Still, I just feel guilty about wasting the water. In my writing yesterday, I was still sort of working on what faults I'm finding, or what difficulties I feel I'm facing with the novel. I'd hope to start a new scene as well, to just get myself back into writing, but I couldn't quite work out what point I needed to or wanted to get into a scene at the moment. But still, I moved on, and I wouldn't have moved on if I hadn't opened up my house as a cave last night. So I'm pleased with what I did. And today I haven't been writing. I've put the novel aside. I had quite a lot of admin-y things to do, especially around bell ringing. I've begun to work on Murmurs for this week. I felt I needed to give it a start today because I may or may not be being a grandparent this weekend. We'll see. I have a feeling it's not going to happen, but I felt that I needed to be prepared just in case. I do hope that you had a good day yesterday, that you have avoided disasters, small or big, and that you have been able to engage with whatever creative endeavour you are working on at the moment, or to daydream lovely ideas or brainstorm ideas too. And I do also hope that you have some focus to bring it into play without too many outside distractions. Thank you very, very much for I've been practicing my French and German. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.